Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain. I'm your host, Cara Lowenthal, Master Certified Coach and founder of the School of New Feminist Thought. I'm here to help you turn down your anxiety, turn up your confidence, and create a life on your own terms, one that you're truly excited to live. Let's go. Hello, my chickens. How are you? I am enjoying that there is some sunlight this morning. Now being in the depths of winter, I don't take it for granted to see the sun in the morning because it goes away so soon. Well, that's what it feels like to me. And I realize that there's some places with much more darkness, like the Arctic Circle. But sometimes in winter, New York feels pretty dark. So I am celebrating the sun. I am celebrating bringing 2021 to an amazing close. That's as I'm recording this podcast. So you may be listening to it in 2022, but 2021 is wrapping up. Super exciting things. The book, which you all have already heard about probably by the time you listen to this, and really just getting ready to like kick some ass in 2022 after a very long nap. So here's what I want to talk to you guys about today. As some of you know, well, most of you have heard of The Clutch, which is my feminist coaching community. And inside The Clutch, we have events called Clutch College, usually live, which are live events where we really dig in deep to certain topics so that people can learn some advanced tools and skills and get really intensive transformational coaching. And so often after I host a Clutch College, so much good stuff comes out, not even planned. The stuff we plan is amazing, but then all of these amazing insights just come out while I'm teaching and coaching live. And so I wanted to share a few of them with you. And I think I've done this after every Clutch College. I have shared some takeaways because part of what I want to do is always be sharing and making some of the learning accessible to people, even when attending a, you know, live event isn't accessible to them, or, you know, the podcast is free even if you don't join The Clutch. If you're in The Clutch but you don't come to a Clutch College Live, we still share some of what we taught there to really, you know, give everybody extra access to the teaching and the learning that they need. There's more than enough wisdom to go around. So I want to share three of the biggest takeaways from Clutch College Live, and I think they really kind of all go together. And for me, they're really a powerful way of thinking about especially new things that I want to tackle or things where I have been working on it for a long time and I want to bring fresh energy and direction to it. Those are kind of the same, actually, because when you've been working on something for a long time, if you haven't made progress, gotten traction, gotten where you want, you kind of do need like a mental reset to kind of almost see it as new. So here are the three takeaways that I think all kind of build on each other. This was a Clutch College that was all about goals, setting and achieving big goals. So these really have to do with your relationship to anything you want to accomplish in your life. So the first one is that you have no idea where you are in your journey. We often think that we know that we are so far from our goal, or that we have been working on something for a long time and not making progress. We often think that just because it doesn't seem like we're close to our goal, it must be very far away. But the truth is, you have no idea where you are in your journey. You could be at the start of your journey, or you could be on the day before you figure something out that changes the whole journey for you. I used to think about this a lot with dating when I was looking for a, you know, committed long-term partner, primary partner. I would often think to myself, this could be the day before I meet that person, right? When something feels like it's so far away, we often are not thinking about the fact that we could actually be quite close to what we want. We just don't know it yet. Even in your business, even in your, you know, if you're trying to write a novel and you're like, well, there's 400 pages to go, I know I'm at the beginning. Yes and no, you don't, you know, your thoughts about where you are in the journey don't really have to do with the amount of time or effort required. It has to do with your emotions about it, right? So even in that scenario, if you believed, well, I've been procrastinating for whatever, 3 years, but tomorrow might be the day that I figure out the thought that's blocking me and then I'm able to write the whole novel in a year, right? You still might be much closer to the destination, to the end than you thought. So it's really important to remember that you don't know where you are in the journey. Because when you tell yourself, I have so far to go, I'm still just in the beginning, I'm stuck, I've been working on this for so long, or I'm just starting, it's so far and overwhelming to finish, you're creating that experience for yourself, and that's what result you're going to create. When you tell your brain, we're so far from the finish line, your brain is like, great, well, there's no need to rush then. We'll just stay here, right? But I think this is particularly a transformative thought when you have been working on something for a long time, something you really want, whatever it is you're trying to create, and you feel like you haven't really moved much, right? You've been like treading water or stuck. You don't know where you are in the journey. You could be one thought download away from figuring it out. You could be one first date away from meeting the person who's going to turn into that amazing partner for you. You could be one consult call in your business away from finally understanding how to do consult calls in a different way and creating more revenue. You could be one brainstorming session away from solving the plot hole in the book you're writing and being able to finish it. You could be one submission away from getting an agent for your screenplay, whatever it is. You don't know where you are in the journey. And this has been something I have been using, you know, I have been talking and teaching intermittently on the podcast the last few months about this issue I'm working on in my life where it has taken a lot longer than really things have for quite a while for me. I've been feeling lots of negative emotion around it, feeling like I don't understand what's going on with me. I can't quite figure it out yet. And so this is something that I've been reminding myself so much of is like every time that I'm like, oh, I'm gonna miss another coaching session. I don't know. Like I have those thoughts too, like anyone else. Like, oh, this isn't changing. I'm still not getting anywhere. It's still happening. This isn't gonna help. Like all those negative thoughts. I just remind myself that I have no idea where I am in the journey of my relationship with this problem that I'm trying to solve or this challenge or this thought pattern. It might be that today is the day that I figure something out that helps. It might be that tomorrow is the day that something releases for me. It might be that next Wednesday I'm going to be able to go through a triggering experience and not feel triggered by it. And I don't mean triggering in the clinical sense. I just mean, you know, it's an experience that activates me. So you don't know where you are in the journey. You could always be just one moment away from the next big development or thing you're going to figure out or insight or success. And remembering that will keep you moving forward rather than stagnating. And it will keep you from judging and shaming how long it's taking and believing you know the future, which you don't. We've all seen the social media posts about hot girl summer, and I'm here to declare instead that I want happy feminist summer. I want all the listeners of this podcast to be happier this summer, even when the world feels like a dumpster fire. It is still important for us to develop the ability to take pleasure in our own lives, to experience joy, relaxation, and rest, not least so that we have more resources to offer back to the world. That has been the story of my life, and that is what I want for all of you. So I am teaching a brand new challenge called the Happy Feminist Challenge this June, from June 17th to June 21st. I am going to be teaching you how to create more daily happiness in your body, how to create that emotion of happiness, and how to connect to your big picture purpose, the life that you want to live, the kind of happiness that really means contentment and fulfillment and satisfaction with your life. These are both things that society tells women that they don't need and shouldn't bother with, and it's selfish to even think about. And you know how I roll. Fuck that noise. This is the Happy Feminist Summer, and you're not going to want to miss it. You can join the challenge by going to unfuckyourbrain.com/happy or text your email to +1-347-997-1784. That's +1-347-997-1784. And the code word is happy. You are not going to want to miss this. Let's get happier together. So here's the second takeaway I want to share with you all. True is not a feeling. This one's a little tough love. So often, my students will say, well, I know that it's a thought, but it feels really true. Listen to me. True is not a feeling. That doesn't go in the feeling line of the model. It's not an F. It's not a feeling. True is not a feeling. Something can't feel true. A feeling is happy, sad, mad, afraid, disgusted, maybe. Those are the feelings. True is not a feeling. When you are saying it feels true, What you are describing is simply that you really believe a thought. And that just means that you have thought the thought a lot. Okay, so I want you to imagine something that people used to believe that we don't believe anymore. Like the earth is flat. Like women's uteruses can wander around their bodies. Right? Like whatever. Pick something. People would have said at that time, this feels really true. If you were coaching somebody who believed that the earth was flat, I mean, those people exist now too. But I just want you to imagine like a historical belief that you no longer believe so that you can kind of get a sense of this. They would just be saying to you, it feels really true. They would believe as passionately about this thing that we no longer believe as you believe about your thoughts. Something cannot feel true. All that means is that you have thought that thought many, many times. It has literally zero relevance or association or correlation or causation to its actual truth. Whether something is true is a circumstance. Maybe sometimes it's a thought. You can have put in the thought line, like, I think this is true, but it is not a feeling. So whenever you find yourself thinking or saying it just feels really true, you need to reframe that for yourself because truth has nothing to do with a feeling. Truth is not a feeling. You just have had that thought a lot, so you believe it. But it's so important to understand that the fact that you've thought a thought a lot of times has zero relationship to whether it's true. So when something feels true, what that really means is I really believe this because I've thought it many times. But I can be 100% utterly mistaken about the truth of this. It feeling true has nothing to do with whether it's true, and that's not even a thing. It's not true is not a feeling. Something feeling true, it's not a feeling. It just means you've thought it a lot, you believe it a lot. It has no relationship to whether it's true or not. So why is that important? Because when we have thought a thought a lot and we believe it a lot, we sort of paralyze ourselves by telling ourselves, well, it just feels really true. I can't think something else, or I have to think this because it feels so true. But when you understand that a thought feeling powerful to you, that's a swap you can also try. Like, this thought feels strong to me, feels powerful to me. It creates a lot of my brain saying, yeah, that's true, right? However you want to describe it to yourself, that means nothing about whether it's true or not. So we take that out of the equation when we're deciding what to believe, right? You have to sort of demystify that thought and delegitimize it by not telling yourself that it feels true. I have no idea if this thought is true or not. I just know I've thought it many times. I might be completely wrong about it. And that leads me to my third takeaway, which I talk about all the time, but like cannot be talked about enough, which is that you have to be willing to be wrong. If you want to change and grow, you have to be willing to be wrong. I think what happens sometimes is that we are willing to be wrong intellectually, but then in the moment when we have to admit we are wrong or feel vulnerable or try to believe something that's hard to believe or stay connected instead of disconnecting from ourselves or someone else, then we don't want to do it in that moment. And that is the exact moment where we have to be willing to be uncomfortable. You have to be willing to be wrong in order to ever grow or change anything. If all your current thoughts are true and you can't think anything else, then you have to stay where you are. You have to stay stuck. You have to stay with all the same feelings and problems and challenges that you have now. So in order to be able to change anything in your life, you have to be willing to be wrong, right? You have to be willing to be wrong about what somebody else's motivations are. You have to be willing to be wrong about how well you're writing your Facebook ads if nobody's responding to them, right? You have to be willing to be wrong about how you're viewing and understanding a situation if you want to be able to change it. You have to be willing to be wrong. The human brain does not like being wrong. We hate being wrong. It makes us think we might die. But wrongness is not going to kill you unless you are like wrong about which kind of poisonous berries to eat. So in that case, you should consult a book. Be willing to be wrong about yourself, about your beliefs that you hold the most dear, about what you think is possible for yourself in the world, about what the world has told you is possible for you, right? All of your thoughts about your limitations, those aren't in your brain because they're natural and true. They're there because someone taught them to you, and you may have just been given wrong information, right? So be willing to be wrong. Being wrong doesn't mean anything about you or your intelligence or your insight or anything like that. I think sometimes we don't want to be wrong because we think it means that we were stupid and bad. But no, it just means that you were taught incorrect information about yourself and what you're capable of and about how you can think about the world. And so you have to be willing to be wrong in order to change anything. All right, my chickens. So that's what I want you to take with you this week. You have no idea where you are in your journey. True is not a feeling. And always be willing to be wrong. I'll talk to you next week.
If you're loving what you're learning on the podcast, you have got to come check out the Feminist Self-Help Society. It's our newly revamped community and classroom where you get individual help to better apply these concepts to your life, along with a library of next level, blow your mind coaching tools and concepts that I just can't fit in a podcast episode. It's also where you can hang out, get coached, and nerd out about all things thought work and feminist mindset with other podcast listeners just like you and me. It's my favorite place on earth, and it will change your life, I guarantee it. Come join us at www.unfuckyourbrain.com/society. I can't wait to see you there. Pop quiz, have you signed up for the Happy Feminist Challenge yet? This is a brand new challenge that I am running mid-June, starts June 17th, where we are going to be learning how to create both of the two kinds of happiness. First, the happiness we get to feel as an emotion in our bodies on a day-to-day basis, which society tells us we shouldn't care about and we are guilty or selfish for even wanting to experience because we're women. And the second form of happiness, the big picture life satisfaction and fulfillment happiness, which society tells us comes from living up to impossible social standards that we can never meet. Neither of those things are frivolous, silly, or selfish. In fact, learning how to create more happiness, small and big picture in your life, is how you show up with all of your gifts and everything you can offer to the world in such a bigger, stronger way. And it just makes life a lot more fun. So I am going to be teaching you exactly how to do both those things this feminist challenge, this happy feminist challenge. Text your email to +1-347-997-1784. And the code word is happy, or go to unfuckyourbrain.com/happy. I can't wait to get happier with all of you. I'll see you there.